Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Sense with Alistair Milroy of Breaking the Mold Accounting right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And yeah, how's it going, Alistair?
I'm good, Rhea. How are you? Great to see
you. Good. Yeah, well, I mean, it's, the season in the Med has kicked off and people are busy and the heat is hot.
Yeah, it's definitely warm, isn't it? I'm still down in Malta at the moment and it's very, very warm. So I'm looking forward to escaping it actually in a couple of weeks and heading back up to the Channel Islands where it'll be a bit more moderate.
Well, speaking of increasing heat around the world, that takes us right to our topic of today, which is sustainability. The world is changing and we're getting hotter. Some places are getting colder. There's weird weather patterns going on in the world. As a whole, and especially the yachting industry, we are looking more towards sustainability. How does that work with accounting? Because they do go hand in hand to a certain degree.
Yeah, it's early days for accounting, but there are moves towards reporting or non-financial reporting disclosures, they're called, which cover your sustainability, environmental governance, social governance type things. So in 2013, the EU actually brought out some directives around this and it's been slowly implemented. And I think the US is looking at implementing this year or next. At the moment, a lot of these reporting standards are targeted at larger organizations, so your banks, insurance companies, your regulated industries and your companies that are listed on stock exchanges. But I think we'll see this non-financial reporting start to sort of flow down to smaller entities. And from a yachting perspective, and particularly industry, at the moment, the yachting industry is a pollutant in terms of its emissions. The EU is bringing in a trading and charge scheme for emissions within the EU waters next year, which will affect some of the larger yachts. I think starting to report around this will be just to manage the reputational risk around it is going to be more and more important. I just was looking this morning and I see MEBA have now got an environmental committee to look at these sort of things. And at the same time, there's lots of moves to use more sustainable engines and fuels on board yachts.
Well, and it goes right to aviation as well, because if you've got a yacht, and even not just yacht owners, more often than not, they're flying from one end of the world to the other to get on board their yacht. They've got private jets, helicopters, etc. But those that work in the yachting industry, they fly all over the world as well in order to do business. So, this is a really important topic, their carbon footprint, because if they are called to task on that, that's going to show quite a footprint being left by the industry and not just on the water.
I think, yeah, and it's also very much about managing, if you've got the data, if you've got the facts, then you can manage and have a proper conversation based on those. If you don't have the facts, it becomes much more of a, your headlines of look at these wealthy people with their private jets and yachts and how much are they cover. If you can actually measure that, you can put some context around, well, what would it cost the industry if, flying private versus flying, private charter flights, for instance, versus commercial flights. I'm seeing much more people actually choosing from a time perspective. If you're looking at somewhere like Guernsey, in a lot of places where you've got to do two flights to get out, if you can get a private charter jet, which is direct, potentially the energy emissions are less than on the commercial flights. And if you tie that up with time as well, and it's having that data to measure, I think, it's really important.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, right now, you see a lot of people that are very forward thinking, and they're stating, I have calculated my carbon footprint over the last 6 months, and I'm going to plant this many trees in order to offset that. Do you think there will come a point in time where the government says, show us your carbon footprint for the past year? Show us that you've offset that carbon footprint. And if you haven't, then we will tax you and do it for you. Do you think, sort of like charity in that sense, but, you know, show us that you have offset your carbon footprint or we're going to make you pay for it.
No, that's definitely coming. The emissions charges that are coming in Europe, my understanding is that that's what they're going to do. You'll have to look at your fuel levels when you come into the EU waters and when you leave and measure the, and whatever your emissions are on your engine size, et cetera, there'll be a charge on. Or you can trade those. I think there'll be a trading mechanism to trade those carbon emissions. But I think we've got to move past, you know, simply looking at just carbon offset schemes and things as well in terms of, you know, the, you know, and there is work going on to look at more efficient fuels. But yeah, really to have a sensible conversation and perhaps be able to come from a place of facts is you've got to have that data and reporting from an industry point of view. And, you know, and I think from a reputational point of view for owners, you know, where owners have got, you know, family offices and they're managing, you know, multiple yachts, potentially for some of the larger, you know, wealth funds and planes and helicopters and things, then actually putting out a report around your sustainability and your how you manage your environmental impact is quite a good way of a family office to really manage that risk by being open about it. Takes away those sort of tabloid headlines, I think, if you've got the data.
The clickbait is out there, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. When you see, you know, the royal family, for example, taking private jets and that kind of thing and going out on yachts, et cetera. Anybody that's fairly quasi-famous, you know, or has a lot of money, the minute they head out on a yacht or the minute they get on a private jet, it does hit the headlines nowadays. And, you know, that's par for the course.
Yeah, there's been headlines this week with UK politicians taking private jets and why didn't you get the train? And, you know, but actually you've got to look at the whole context of it. But yeah, it's very easy reporting unless you have that data to support, right? This is what we're doing. This is how we measure it. And this is our actual impact and how we how we go about managing that.
Well, for the audience out there, if any of you is taking a look at the future and really wants to get a handle on this before, you know, all sorts of different laws come in, or if you just want to do the right thing, I would suggest definitely getting a hold of your accountant and talking about the options and seeing what the future is going to bring and what you can do to make the right choices, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's certainly these non-financial disclosures are coming more and more. The EU's been talking about these financial reporting disclosures since 2013, and they are in, as I say, for regulated industries that are in place, and they're going to, you know, I know the US, I'm pretty sure, is next year is bringing a similar statement in. So I think we're going to see more of that within financial statements of actually saying, look, this is the impact and this is how we manage everything from environmental to social, you know, your bribery, your anti-slavery, that whole governance piece. And I think it's as important as an industry that that's reported on as well.
One quick question before I let you go. I know that a lot of people have difficulty talking about their finances, period, and especially when you get into the uber rich. And you know, when we're talking multi-billion dollar yachts, it's that clientele, the ultra high net worth individual. Are accountants kind of like doctors and lawyers, where they are not allowed to discuss, literally not allowed to discuss anything about anything to anybody, anywhere?
Accountants, I don't think the same professional privilege that a lawyer or a doctor has in terms of client confidentiality. Generally, it's not encased in law. Of course, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of high net worth, there's often, you know, often the first thing you do when you start talking to a high net worth individual is put a non-disclosure agreement in place. So that way it becomes more binding. So, but again, even in those cases, if you have to report something by law, normally, well, that is always allowed in non-disclosure, but you can't stop something being reported, but it has to be reported for someone to stay within their own regulations and legal point of view. So, yeah.
Well, and, I got to say, Alistair is very trustworthy. If you're interested in finding out more, yeah, well, I trust you. If you're interested in finding out more and are in need of a new accountant or have just started up a business, have bought your first yacht, bought your 10th yacht, definitely do get a hold of Alistair. We have all of his information below this interview. And I'm looking forward to seeing what next week brings us, Alistair. Maybe we'll have a guest.
Yeah, I need to go in. I've got a few names of people I need to contact, so we'll see how we get on with that.
Yeah, well, I really enjoy those because I get to sit back and not work.
Yeah, there's lots of hints being dropped, so I will get my guest list back out and start making some calls this week. I've enjoyed them actually as well. It's nice to, not that I don't enjoy talking to you at all, Ria, but it is nice to bring new people onto the show and get some different viewpoints of how things, even outside of yachting, can potentially, you know, be applied within the industry.
Well, and I mean, let's face it, onshore, when we're talking yachting, onshore business is business, period.
Yes.
So getting the perspective of other people within the industry around the world, it doesn't have to be in Europe, it could be in the United States, it could be in Canada, to get other accountants on board to give their perspective, because, you know, it's like you say, there's certain areas that you're an expert in and there's certain areas that you're not.
Yeah, and I think you're talking to and seeing what's happening in accounting and the technology side and the business, the reporting side. You know, there's certainly a lot that could be brought into yachting to make those conversations more robust and to actually, you know, have that data to, you know, if you've got the financial data, it becomes much more of, there's a saying around, and there's, you know, if you haven't got data, it's an opinion. If you've got the data, it's fact. And it's so key to make your business decisions based on, you know, solid foundations.
Right. Well, definitely tune in here this time next week. We appreciate you tuning in. And Alistair, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Ria. Thanks for being patient this week and we've got the show done.
See you soon. We always do. You've been watching another episode of Talking Sense right here on Yachting International Radio. Our special thanks to Alistair Milroy, Breaking the Mold Accounting. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you here again next week.